Right now, we are witnessing one of the most blatant attempts of covering up a horrific crime ever seen before. While Trump might be trying to convince people that there's nothing there and to move on from the Epstein files, this Epstein victim might not agree with what Trump is saying, as she knows that not only many people were involved with Epstein, but that this entire situation is being covered up. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos exposing the truth weekly. In today's episode, we will be looking at the story of Juliette Bryan, one of Epstein's survivors. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my Patreon members know that I just released a new Patreon exclusive about the Iran war, the Epstein cover-up, and how it all connects to the New World Order. If you're one of my members and you haven't seen that video yet, make sure you check it out after this one. If you're not a member, what are you waiting for? Join the truth movement and help me spread the truth. For $3 a month, not only would you be further supporting the channel, but you would also get access to over 50 exclusive videos that are not allowed here on YouTube. Like this new Epstein video that if I were drop here on YouTube, would most likely end my channel. So if you want to further support the channel and see these exclusive videos, join the truth movement. You can find the link to my Patreon in the description and in the comment section. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. For the last few weeks, we have been seeing our world leaders' true colors. For years, they pretended to be on our side, claiming that one day, when they could, they would expose the truth about Epstein. Now that day has finally come, and instead of exposing Epstein, they're choosing to do the opposite. They're choosing to cover up all his crimes. Recently, Donald Trump was talking about the Epstein files, where he told people that the Epstein files are boring and that no one should be interested in them.
I'm curious, why do you think your supporters in particular have been so interested in the Epstein story and so
understand.
Upset about how it's been handled? Why
I don't understand it. Why they would be so interested. He's dead for a long time. He was never a big factor in terms of life. I don't understand what the interest or what the fascination is. I really don't. And the credible information's been given. Don't forget, we went through years of the Mueller witch hunt and all of the different things, the Steele dossier, which was all fake. All that information was fake. But I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff. It's sordid, but it's boring. And I don't understand why it keeps going. I think only pretty bad people, including fake news, want to keep something like that going. But credible information, let them give it. Anything that's credible, I would say let them have it.
Ironically, he said this while standing next to Epstein's neighbor, the man who literally lived next to Epstein and had a home that joined with Epstein's home. So think about that. Here we had President Donald Trump telling people that the Epstein files are boring and calling anybody who cares about the Epstein files evil and selfish people while standing next to the man who was Epstein's own neighbor. That should tell you everything you need to know. This explains why they're trying to cover everything up. If you pay attention, you can see that Epstein's neighbor is in the video laughing, having a good old time, because he knows what Trump is saying is ridiculous. There's a dark reason why they don't want to release the files. It's not because it just implements them to be friends with Epstein. It's because of what Epstein was truly doing. The Epstein Island wasn't just a place for creeps to go hang out and do things to little girls, no. It was an island where they did their demonic satanic rituals and practiced all types of evilness. It was more than just fulfilling their dirty desires. All of this was ritualistic, and that is the main reason they won't release the Epstein files. Because the moment those Epstein files are released, people would finally realize that those who run this country are evil occultists who are deep into dark magic. This is why Trump and others are trying so hard to cover this up. And it isn't just Trump. The Democrats covered it up too. They spent all those years in office and they didn't release it at all. It's not about blue or red, Republican or Democrat. It's about protecting their own. They themselves all committed the evil crimes Epstein committed, and they're not gonna out themselves. They would never release this information because if it does come out, there would be no more government. Both sides are as dirty as the other. It doesn't matter which one it is. They're both serving the same agenda, the Masonic agenda, and it doesn't matter who's in office. While Trump is telling us to forget about the Epstein files and move on, the victims are telling us to do the opposite. As Juliette Bryan just recently did an interview where she let us know exactly why we should keep the pressure on this situation. Recently, Juliette Bryan did an interview with the YouTuber Blair White. During this interview, she spoke about how she met Epstein and ended up being trafficked by him, and what she experienced on his island, and everything else she saw that disturbed her truly. What Juliet said not only confirms that the government is trying to cover this up, but it also confirms that what Epstein was doing was very deeply rooted in the occult. During the interview, Juliet speaks on how she met Epstein. She claims that the first day she met Epstein, he was with Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton.
Me, of course, you know, I really wanted to be a therapist and I wanted to help people. And then one night I was out with a friend of mine and we met a girl called Naja Hill. You know, we didn't know who she was at the time. Of course, she was just a sort of, you know, no one really does. But, you know, apparently now she works for Fox News. But she approached a friend of mine and I and said that her friend Epstein was here, Jeffrey Epstein, and he was with the president of America, the ex-president Bill Clinton. She said he was here with Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey, and he owned Victoria's Secret with Leslie Wexner. And he said it would, I mean, she said it would really help my modeling career to meet them. So, of course, I was like, I wanted to meet them because it seemed like the most legitimate opportunity, you know. It seemed like a dream come true, really. We went from the restaurant bar to the restaurant where they were having dinner, and they were all there. They, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker, they were having dinner with a few government officials. I'm sorry about my dogs in the background, but, you know, everyone understands. Protection dogs, got to have
yes.
them, you know.
Yes.
So the government officials didn't stand up and meet us, but Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker and Jeffrey Epstein, they all stood up and shook my hand, you know, and I was very, like, starstruck. And I didn't know who Jeffrey Epstein was at the time, obviously. No one did, you know. I just thought I was some man who sort of runs the world. King of America is what I was told. With the president and all these other people, you know, and I was just like starstruck because I just turned 20 years old. I was young and I'd never met any celebrities in my life. Anyway, after we left there, then Naja Hill phoned me the next day and she said, Epstein really thought you have a lot of potential for modeling and he'd like to see your modeling book. Will you please bring it to the hotel where they're staying for a modeling casting? But before the modeling casting, they're going to be doing a speech at a university in Cape Town. So I was like, oh my God, yeah, of course, you know. So I got in my car, I had a little city Golf and I drove there and then I got in they had like buses, but like small mini buses. And I got in the bus with them and went and watched Clinton's speech.
As you heard for yourself, Julia tells us exactly how she was brought into this lifestyle. She wanted to be a model. And that's what led her to be introduced to Epstein. Her friend introduced her to Epstein as an opportunity to make it bigger in the modeling world. And from there, she began being used and abused by the biggest elite in the world. This is how they do it to many. So many other Hollywood stars and models and artists go through the same exact thing to make it in the industry. This is something many people don't know about. Your favorite celebrity most likely was in the same situation as her. Most of them deal with the same exact treatment where they have to give themselves up for this opportunity. We saw that recently with the Diddy files, with all the victims that came out saying how Diddy had them doing all these compromising things for an opportunity. It's the same thing that they were putting this woman through for her opportunity. In another part of the interview, she talks about what she experienced at the island, claiming that it was an isolating experience and she would be called to Epstein's room 3 times a day where it was dark and she couldn't see anything.
And what was your experience at the actual island?
Well, you know, Blair, they actually took me to all the properties. I was taken to New York, Caribbean, Palm Beach, Paris, and New Mexico. They took me to all of those places. So we can definitely touch on, you know, to speak about each one. The Caribbean, you know, arriving there was very isolated, of course. And, you know, they had our passports and, you know, we couldn't really get away. And the first day when I arrived there, because, you know, when they took me from New York, so we would land on, I don't know exactly which island it was. It was obviously St. Martin's, also St. Bart's. I think it was St. Martin's, but I'm not sure. And then a helicopter would take us from there to the island. And, you know, when we were on the island, what would happen is we'd just be called to his bedroom, like in the day. Like, we were never called there in the night, which I think it's, you know, like people think there was like alcohol and drugs. There was nothing like that. But we'd be called to his bedroom like 3 times a day. And on the first day, it was just me. And then the next day, like another girl was brought in. And then she started giving him a blowjob in front of me on when we were watching a movie. But I just ran away because I got such a fright. So he sort of used to see how far he could sort of push people, I guess. Sorry, I get anxious about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we were taken to his bedroom, it was always pitch dark and ice cold. The temperature in there was ice cold. And it was like pitch dark. And yeah, and then he used to like force orgasms from, like, that's what he did to me. I don't know what he did to other people. It was very, like, just like frightening, like, you know, it just really messed with my mind, to be honest. You know, like, a lot of people want to judge girls who were taken there and stuff, but they don't know what it's like being kidnapped by the most evil people in the world. And people want to say I was a prostitute. I was never a prostitute. I've never been offered money for
sex. As you heard for yourself, Julia tells us exactly what they had her doing at the island. You could only imagine the things they had these women doing for Epstein. In another part of the interview, she gives her opinion on why she believes Trump is hiding the Epstein files, claiming that she believes they're all involved.
Feel about the Trump administration's statements this week about Epstein and the supposed client list. What are your thoughts on how our current government is handling it?
I think it's horrific, actually, especially when Trump gained presidency promising the list. And then now he's like, oh, why are we still talking about that guy? It's like, how stupid do they think we are? You know, what I want to say to Trump is much like he said to others on The Apprentice, you're fired. Well, he should be fired.
Do you think that, why do you think Trump is joining in the line of other presidents who have chose to keep this a secret? Why is he hiding the Epstein files?
Well, I think they all really work together, if you think about it. Epstein actually told me he was friends with Donald Trump. You know, when I was taken to Palm Beach and we drove past Mar-a-Lago, he told me that his friend Donald Trump owned Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, I think these people, they all run in the same circles. You know, it's much like if people who live in New York or people who live in London, if you're going to the bars and restaurants where the wealthier sort of contingent are going, you're going to run into these people. You know, and I just think it's absolute bullshit that Donald Trump gained presidency and now he's saying, who is that man? Why are we talking about him? Well, there are photos of him and Trump laughing together at the party that Trump held with all the girls around. There are many photos of them all together.
As you heard for yourself, she claims that Epstein himself told her that him and Trump were great friends. This is something that everybody knows. For some reason, Trump supporters are willing to deny it, even though there's so much evidence that suggests they had a relationship and evidence that proves that Trump was actually on Epstein's private jet. While there isn't 100% confirmation that Trump ever was on the island, we know he was on his private jet, and we already know what took place on that private jet. Trump and many of the elite were good friends with Epstein. They only started acting like they didn't know Epstein after he was exposed and they arrested him. Everybody fails to mention how they were still friends with Epstein after he was arrested in the 2000s, and then they covered up his crimes and let him back out in the world so he can continue to do them. Everyone still at that point was good friends with him. It wasn't until he was arrested that people started talking out. People also point to the fact that Trump has always been against Epstein because Trump had Epstein arrested in 2019. But just think about what happened after Epstein got arrested. He mysteriously dies, and no one to this day has an explanation how. They want us to believe that he took himself out, a billionaire, took himself out without even trying to fight the allegations with his billions of dollars. That makes zero sense at all. We know what happened. And in my opinion, it clearly appears that Trump helped Epstein escape. Because I honestly don't think Epstein's gone. In my opinion, this was all a part of the cover-up. This is how they got Epstein out of the public eye, and he most likely is still alive. In another part of the interview, Juliet said some very interesting things, claiming that while she was with Epstein one day, she noticed him shapeshift, saying that his face for a moment turned into a demonic serpent-looking face. She claims that she knowingly wasn't on any substances and that she truly believes that she saw this.
You know, and then I've got that flashback weird memory waking up in a laboratory with six people in hazmat suits around me and a female doctor. And I couldn't move. I was like paralyzed and I was naked and I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. And then this doctor came near my head and she said, don't worry, everything's okay. And I was out again. You know, and I also saw Epstein shapeshift on the island. You know, that was before. This happened in New Mexico. You know, when I was on the island, I saw Epstein like sunny. And people have actually asked some pretty good questions recently. It wasn't like I saw him turning like the Incredible Hulk. What happened is it was when I was taken in the bedroom the one time and he had like a blanket up to here. And then I looked away and then I looked at him and suddenly it wasn't him anymore. It wasn't like I saw him turning. It was like it was him. And I looked away and then when I looked back, it wasn't him. It was this weird creature. And then I looked away and then I looked back and it was him again. You know, and I can't really explain that. I mean, I can explain it as well as I can, and I can understand. You know what? If someone else told me this, like I keep saying, I wouldn't believe it. I totally wouldn't. I'd be like, okay, this person's either mad or they were on drugs or something. But the problem is that I saw it, and I wasn't on drugs, like as far as I know.
100%. And just so you know where I stand, I don't think that people's unwillingness to believe something that sounds fantastical, or I don't think that people being unable to go there in their head and really believe you, I think that has zero relevance to whether or not it actually happened. I do believe you. And, you know, this is an insane world with technology we're not allowed to know about. You know, the explanation, one of the explanations could be a technology. And maybe he did that to instill more fear in you. And, you know, when it comes to the occult, which when we're talking about shape-shifting, that would fall under that sort of category. But, you know, occult just means hidden. If people think that this word means something different, it means hidden by definition. And technology can absolutely be occulted. So there's occult technology, there's occult, you know.
You're right.
There's a lot of things and there's a lot of explanations for why you could have seen Jeffrey Epstein shapeshift. And I believe you 1000%. You know, I have had experiences that if I were to say them out loud in the way that you just did, you know, different things. But if I were to say them out loud, people would say that I sound crazy. And so that's how I know that nothing is off the table.
As you heard for yourself, Julia claims that she witnessed Epstein's shapeshift. Now, I've never fully bought into the reptilian theory and anything like that, as I have always firmly believed that it's just a theory used to discredit the truth. But honestly, I wouldn't put anything past Epstein. I'm not gonna necessarily say he was a reptilian, but who knows, he could have been demonically possessed or demonically influenced. This is one of the most evil men in the world. A man that was doing all type of demonic disturbing rituals and doing all sorts of evil. I wouldn't be surprised if his actions were influenced by demons or if he was just fully possessed. So it's definitely a big possibility that Juliet witnessed something like that. And I wouldn't put it past them or think that she's crazy for even saying this. These are the most disturbing people in the world who are known to mess with dark forces. Who knows what she truly saw that day? Another thing that Julia brings up in this interview is that she met movie producer Michael Bay at the island. She believed that Michael Bay was on Epstein's Island to do research for his upcoming movie. She also believes that because Michael Bay was there, that there was something more nefarious going on besides all the evil trafficking going on at Epstein's Island.
The only people I met there were like scientists and Michael Bay, the movie producer who made the movie The Island about cloning. I met Michael Bay there in 2004 in New Mexico. And you know, he denied being there because I did none of the media would ever put my story out there, which is what's obviously happened with a lot of other victims. He's never been there, but he was there. He's lying. And I know, and I can even tell you that when I was taken to LA after all this, and he tried to take me back to his house also. So if he wants to lie further, then I'll expose him further. You know what I mean? And I'm not scared of them anyway. Well, I am a little, as we all are, but I'm like, if we're all scared of them, then when's the truth ever going to come out? Because we've got to realize there's more of us than there are of them. So anyway, going back to The Island, the movie about the cloning, it's got Scarlett Johansson in it. When I watched that movie again, I realized it looks like all the clones are escaping from a place that looks like New Mexico. So I suddenly realized maybe Michael Bay was at Epstein's property doing research. Because when I met Michael Bay and scientists there, I would see them on the tops of the properties. I'd see them there, but I'd never really see them again. I'd meet them like once or twice. And then I'd never see the rooms they were staying in or anything. You know, and it made me realize that there's very likely something underneath there. You know, and also because I saw him turn into that thing. It's just and the UFO that I saw, that was while Michael Bay was staying there in New Mexico when I saw that and had that flashback waking up in a laboratory. And just after after just digging and digging and digging, I realized, you know, if these bastards really do drink blood, if they really do, it would make sense for them to have their own farm of humans. You know, and it's much less like shows like Westworld.
As you heard for yourself, Julia claims that she is willing to continue to expose Michael Bay if he even tries to deny this. But I believe her, as I believe that many celebrities and many politicians and many elite were at that island with Epstein, and they all participated in the disturbing rituals that took place there. People don't want to accept this because they don't want to see the truth about their favorite celebrities or their world leaders, but this is far more spiritual than it is physical. This is about a world that most people just don't understand. And if they want to understand, they have to open up their soul. In another part of the interview, she mentioned something that I found extremely interesting that I have been seeing a lot all over the internet. She claims that Epstein told her himself that he worked with the CIA.
Being affected by this?
He told me he worked with CIA. Before I was sent home from there, he told me he had my family's name on a list. He told me he worked with the CIA. And then he told me that a girl who accused him of planted drugs in her apartment and had her sent to prison. So, I mean, it was very obvious threats. And also Leslie Wexner and Maxwell apparently were both working with Mossad. And, you know, people say Mossad, CIA, it's the same thing. And FBI. Right. You know, it's all the same thing. You know, the FBI wanted to fly me there to interview me. about the whole Epstein thing, but they didn't want to interview me on Zoom because I won't travel without my child, and they wouldn't let my child's father wouldn't let us travel. So when I couldn't travel there, they no longer wanted to interview me. They only wanted to interview me in person.
That is disgusting. I mean, okay.
Yeah. It's what suspicious. I'm getting
from, yeah, that's a disgrace that our FBI would treat you that way.
As you heard for yourself, Julia claims that Epstein admitted to her that he worked for the CIA, which honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it's true. From the research that I've done, I've seen the connection that proves Epstein was associated with the CIA. And now how we're seeing the FBI cover up his crimes should be a clear indication that Epstein was deeply connected with the American justice system. This is why I believe that he is not dead, and this entire stunt was just a stunt to cover up all his crimes. Epstein disappeared. I don't believe he took himself out. I want to know what you guys think. Do you think Epstein really took himself out? Or he disappeared and he's hiding out somewhere that nobody knows? Now, honestly, I believe Juliet is brave for speaking out, and you can see that she's been shaken up. From watching this interview, I see a lot of indications that seem to indicate that she was put through some sort of MKUltra. Specifically, during the interview, she talks about having flashbacks of being in this facility where she was clothless and she saw scientists operating on her. These are clear indications of a victim of MKUltra. Also, there's a lot of tells from the way that she's reacting, the way that she's moving, the twitches she's doing, the faces she's making while she's speaking clearly indicate that she could be a victim of MKUltra. Who knows what these women were put through on that island? And I believe they're all put through MKUltra. It's the same thing we saw with Virginia Giuffre. Virginia was another victim of Epstein who recently passed away after she spent years speaking out. Virginia came out months ago to tell us that she was not depressed and that she wouldn't take herself out. And then out of nowhere, she ends up being in an accident where she's struck by a truck and passes away. You think it's a coincidence that Virginia passed away just a few months before the Epstein file cover-up was going to take place? They wanted to make sure that one of the most outspoken victims didn't have a voice when this situation went down. It's the same thing that can happen with Juliet right now. Juliet is speaking out, and this video hasn't gone viral and hasn't done many views because that's the way that they choose to suppress this information. But realistically, I believe many of these victims were put under MKUltra, and that's the reason they possibly don't remember everything that they were put through or everything they saw. Juliet is in danger herself, like I was saying though, because at any moment right now, she could be the victim that they're trying to silence next. Like I've said in the past videos I've done, I'm not letting this Epstein situation go, and neither should you. It doesn't matter what the president says. Realistically, it's insane to even suggest that because we care about the victims and we care about future victims that we're bad people, according to Trump, that we're selfish people. Even though we're just trying to identify who the monsters were that were running around with Epstein so that A, we can hold him accountable, and B, so that we can protect future victims. This is what this is about. We cannot allow PDF file monsters to run our country, and we shouldn't allow them to get away with horrific crimes like they have been getting away with. Both the Democrats and the Republicans are trying to cover this up, so don't fall for the hype of them blaming the other side. This is all about division. They want us to fight amongst each other. They want us to hate each other because it's easier to conquer us if we're divided. It's easier to manipulate us if we're too busy fighting each other. We need to aim this at those who are hiding the truth from us. We need to aim this and direct this at those who are covering up this monster and who we know helped them escape. Epstein likely is not dead. I am confident that he is still alive. And if he is dead, it wasn't by his own hands. But I am confident that he is still alive somewhere, living his best life. What they're doing is covering up these crimes because they're all involved. They pinned it all on Epstein. Epstein is gone. So now no one has to take the blame for it. And what they want you to do is to just accept that. That's why Trump is in power as well. That's why they're having Trump do this. Because Trump has his supporters under the most dangerous methods of manipulation. He has them so consumed that they will do anything he says, and they're willing to turn on anyone who exposes Trump. And that's the biggest problem. Trump knows this. He's having us fight his own supporters that are willing to die for him just so that we can try to get the information that would expose who are the accomplices of the biggest monster our country's ever had. This is serious. These victims, their story should be run on every single mainstream media platform, but they're not. They're not going to cover this. They're not going to give this any attention. They're doing whatever Trump tells them to do. Trump, his pals, and those even above them. Because like I said, if the Epstein files are truly released, they're calling them boring. But they're not boring. They're disturbing and disgusting. Their demonic rituals would be fully exposed, and the world would know exactly what these monsters are up to. But I'm going to end this one here. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for stopping by, and I'll see you guys in the next one.